Time to bring in Pat Pagano. And with a busy weekend in front of us, we've got a lot of people that are going to be happy participating in these outdoor activities. Good morning, Pat.
You're right. There's not much happening here, aside from some smoke from some of the fires out west, which will give us some really nice sunrises and sunsets. It's going to be a very quiet weather pattern.
And it's a good thing because we have both the Sharon Fire Department golf tournament and the Salisbury Winter Sports Association golf tournament this weekend. And it's going to be nippy starts in the morning, but the day is going to be beautiful for them. We have the return after COVID's two-year absence of the Rojan Ramble, which is a run, which runs through several towns in Dutchess County in New York. We also have a Cornwall Cleanup Day, which is happening tomorrow. Starts in the morning and goes on. We also have in Hillsdale on Sunday their huge classic car show. Plus, we have other activities, Pat, to enjoy this weekend. And it's during the day, it's like this morning. Yeah, was it a little chilly this morning? Yeah. 44 degrees at my house? Yes. But you know what? It turns into a day like it did yesterday. 75 to 80. Beautiful day.
Well, no, 70 to 75.
Well, yesterday, all I'm saying is, it's still warm. It's nice.
It's still warm. Yeah, it won't be as warm as yesterday, though. No doubt about that. But, 70 to 75 is very pleasant. 50 to 55 tonight, 40s in the cool spots. Mid-70s Sunday, Saturday, then partly sunny Sunday. Then we go to 80 to 85. And Monday we have some sun with the chance of showers. It's more humid as well. And the high will be about 80 degrees. But overall, it's a dry weekend, and it warms up.
And so this morning is going to be colder than tomorrow morning.
That is correct.
Okay.
Yep.
I
have 40 degrees, by the way, coming out of Long Island and the Pine Barrens there on Long Island. 40 degrees there. We're in the 30s across northern New England. And on top of Mount Washington, they had ice yesterday with 60-mile-per-hour winds. And on the other end of the spectrum, in Alaska, they're bracing for what used to be a typhoon. They'll have 80-mile-per-hour winds with heavy rain in western Alaska the next day or two.
Well, I look at my temperature when I left the house at 44. It's probably going to drop closer to 42 at my house by the time the sun comes up, because that's what happens at this time of the day. But I still wore my shorts. I just started up my car. And had the seats heated and the steering wheel heated. So when I got in the car, it's nice and comfy. It was nice and comfy.
Glad you enjoyed that.
Yeah. Oh, I will never, ever get another car without those two things in it. The heated seats and the heated and cooled seats, by the way.
Right. And the steering wheel.
You don't need the heater in the car. Doesn't need to be on. It's on, but it doesn't need to be on. As long as you can keep your fanny warm and your hands warm, I'm a happy person.
Yeah, I hear you. And Fiona is a tropical storm that will move across the Leeward Islands and then Puerto Rico over the weekend with 50-mile-per-hour winds and heavy rain. We're still thinking that as it heads toward the southern Bahamas, it'll take a turn north and then northeastward out into the ocean, but until that happens, we have to keep a close watch.
Now, let's get back to the former hurricane that's going to hit Alaska. That doesn't happen very often, does it?
Doesn't happen often at all. That's unprecedented in the month of September. Yep. The extremes are the norm.
Mark that down.
The extremes are the norm. Been saying that for years now. The extremes are the norm. On the other hand, I did email the town inspector up at the lake, the lovely lake that I'm on, to find out if there's been any word. And he emailed me back and said he had not heard from the health department, and that if he doesn't hear from the health department as of yesterday, he will then go ahead and issue the permit today. So hopefully they didn't put any wrinkles in it, and hopefully the permit will be issued, if not today, certainly on Monday.
Hey.
So that's a little bit of good news there. And that's just about it. Another weekend of work all weekend long up at the lake, you know, with the movie. So,
well, speaking about movies, I saw a clip of a movie that said, wow, this looks like it's going to be a good movie. It's coming out. It's called The Dead Zone, okay? The Dead Zone. And it's about a team of soldiers who, to stop the collapse of humanity, have to descend into a town which has been poisoned by radiation and more. And clean it up. So I said, wow, that sounds like my type of science fiction thriller. Well, unfortunately, in IMDb, it got a 3.8 out of 10.
That's not good.
No, 3.8 out of 10. And IMDb is normally pretty liberal in their scoring. So I don't know if the Dead Zone is going to be on what I want to see.
I don't know if the Dead Zone is going to be dead.
Yeah, maybe it hasn't been watched by enough people. That's always possible. But we've got a new version of Pinocchio coming out.
I saw it already.
How'd you like it?
It was very good. Excellent. Well, Tom Hanks is in it. Yeah. Excellent.
That's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Is it an animated movie where they're just using his voice?
No, he's in it.
Oh, he's in it like real.
Yeah, yep. Very good. Very, very good.
Well, yep.
You'll like it.
All right, Pinocchio. Because I like the original Pinocchio story myself.
Yeah.
I'm doubting whether I'm going to watch the movie Beast or not.
That I don't. I've heard of it, but what is that about?
I don't know. I think it's about surviving a big animal. You know, you're lost in the woods or caught in the woods, something like that.
That's not the one where they're all in a log cabin and they can't go out.
I don't know.
I saw that a while ago. So it's not a new release, is it?
It's been out. Yeah, it's been out for a while.
Okay, I saw that. I thought it was very good. They're all stuck in a log cabin. Yep.
And you thought it was good.
I thought it was good. That's my kind of movie.
All right. Some of the dumb questions. Is the movie Beast based on a real story?
No, I don't think so. No.
No, it's not.
No.
It's not.
I don't think so. And I don't know what kind of rating it got. I just happened to stroll across it and I said, oh, let me watch it. And grab my interest because I like that stuff. I like that, you know, that scary stuff. They're all in that cabin. They're afraid to go outside, you know. And now they're going to make up their minds. This one's going to do this. This one's going to do that. Will they make it? Very interesting.
It got 4 out of 5 stars on IMDb.
So that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's not that bad at all. So a lot of these movies out.
Well, you know, they're trying to make up for lost time, Marshall, because during COVID, especially the first year of COVID, they were in the tank. You know, people just didn't go to the movies, so. You know, and then they would charge them, what would they charge it? $8-$9 to see it, streaming. People weren't going to pay that either.
I was always willing to pay the streaming fees during COVID. Now I wait for the streaming fees to go down.
Right.
But yeah. So anyways, well, I guess I'll have to watch Pinocchio then.
Yeah, you'll like it. Yeah, very, very good job. Very good job.
Pinocchio. It's Pinocchio for me this weekend.
There you go.
Well, I also
and
have
when
to...
you and when I see you on Tuesday, if you lie, your nose is going to grow.
Well,
better not lie about that movie.
I don't have to worry about that. I won't lie about my movie reviews. Okay. I really won't. But I've got plenty of football, college and professional football and baseball to watch. So I got a lot to watch this weekend.
Okay, but that's a good thing, and the weather's going to be nice. You can watch that too.
I'll definitely be sitting on the porch in between 2 and 4 in the afternoons.
Yep, and you'll be sitting there with a fair amount of sun, 70s for today and Saturday, and then 80s on Sunday, so a little bit warmer.
All right, so now you're off to film this weekend, and once again we'll have our guest star in on Monday.
Dan Henry.
Dan Henry will be in on Monday, and then a revitalized Papageno on Tuesday.
Yep, and hopefully with some good news.
I think you're going to have good news.
I hope you're right.
I think the guy's going to handle this for you.
I sure hope so.
All right, well, I want you to have a good weekend, a successful shooting weekend as well, and enjoy yourself and relax up so you can deal with me again on Tuesday.
All right, sounds good. You have a nice weekend. Everybody be safe.
Take care, Pat.
Okay, bye-bye.
I'm Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast and movie reviews.